Around 2,000 people in the Ard Firth area have been affected by intermittent and in some cases no water since an outages. A number of outages began occurring on Monday last. So we're coming into the fourth day of problems for people without water. Now, Irish Water, on their website last evening, said that the repairs had been made so that water should start returning to people, to households and businesses in Ard Firth. So it should be, by the end of the day, it should hopefully be restored to everyone. Last evening, I spoke to Oliver Harney, who is Regional Operations Lead with Irish Water. And I asked him, first of all, to explain why there have been so many problems with water breaks in Ard Firth and what has been causing the break to the water mains in Ard Firth.
Yeah, so we had a burst late evening on Monday the 4th on the Rising Main at Ard Firth Water Treatment Plant, which was subsequently repaired. But when we went to refill the water mains again once the repair was complete on Tuesday, we had a further burst, and the same issue has occurred this afternoon, Wednesday.
Same pipeline.
On the same pipeline, yeah. Now, look, it's with old and vulnerable pipework, there's always a risk when you do a repair and you refill a water main that you can have a further burst on a weak point. But it's very unfortunate for this to have happened three times in a row. And as a result, it's depleted all available stores in the network, which is why 2,000 customers on that supply are affected. So I suppose firstly, I just want to apologise to all those customers that are affected and thank them for their patience, and just to reassure them that we're working as fast as we can to re-establish supply. So as I explained, this third burst has occurred this afternoon, and there's crews from Irish Water and Kerry County Council are out there at the moment commencing a further repair, and look, we hope that will be completed this evening, and it will at that point take a few hours to fully recharge the network and the storage reservoirs. So it'll likely continue into tomorrow before all customers are back in supply. Now, obviously, as well, we're hoping not to anticipate any further issues, but like there is that caveat as well. As I said, we're working as fast as we can to re-establish supply to customers as best we can. I suppose just on the issue, like it's not the first issue that's happened in the Ard Firth area this year. There has been recent issues as well with that particular water pipe, but it is currently there is currently a 7 kilometre section of water mains being laid, which will allow us to take this pipe out of service and obviously provide a much more resilient supply to the people of Ard Firth that are affected. So the work is ongoing with that 7 kilometres of pipe work and a water pumping station to boost customers to high levels. So we're hoping to finish out those works over the next few months. That work is more than 50% completed at this stage.
Is that the work to connect Ard Firth to the central regional water supply?
That's it, yeah, that's it. In doing that, it will allow the treatment plant at Ard Firth to eventually be taken offline, and this particular pipeline then will be no longer needed. That work that I just mentioned.
Because we got a comment on the show on Wednesday morning on the Kerry Today show, and I'll just read it out to you, because an exasperated person in Ard Firth, and as you've outlined there have been water outages since Monday when the first burst occurred. Someone said, can you please find out when Ard Firth will be connected to Tralee Town's water supply? It was announced to great fanfare last year with many congratulations and backslapping, and was supposed to be finished in February, but it's gone all quiet now. There's nothing on Irish Water or Kerry County Council's website. We have been without water for 24 hours now, says this listener who got in contact with us on Wednesday morning. And when we do have water, it's musty and full of limescale. It's third world conditions for the Ard Firth population. That came in from Johnny. Your response?
Yeah, well, look, it's like Ard Firth, there's no denying that the service there has been an issue. Like, and to replace 7 kilometres of pipework as we're doing is a significant piece of work and a significant investment. And it's been obviously prioritised because of the issues that have happened. Look, in terms of timelines, all I can say to you is that More than half of the 7 kilometres of pipework have been laid at this stage. There is a water pumping station that's needed as well, which has had to go through planning, and that work is progressed as well. So we're very much working towards having that supply or having that pipeline connected to allow us to feed into the central region supply over the next few months. So we're hoping for, you know, by the end of 2022 that work would be complete. So look, again, I can only apologise to all the customers affected in supply. There's, you know, as you said, and as I've mentioned already, there have been a number of issues, which is why we're you know, this work has been identified and progressed, and look, we're working as fast as we can to finish out those works. And the same goes for the issue today. It's no comfort to customers, but it's a very unfortunate set of events that we've had. You know, the mains have been repaired now twice and has gone on a third occasion, which has obviously prolonged this outage. And again, we can only apologise. Just to point out as well to customers affected that there is a water tanker at the church in Ardfert, so there is a supply of water there available to customers. Anyone who is drawing water, we just ask that they boil their water before consumption. Obviously, because you know, we can't verify any containers that might be used for people that there won't be issues in transferring that water. So that's why we ask customers to boil the water. Also, as well, any vulnerable customers that are registered with Irish Water, they are being contacted by Irish Water Contact Centre. And look, if there are any other people who have issues or queries, the Irish Water Contact Centre can be contacted on 1800 278 278. But look, we're working as fast as we can to carry out this further repair now, and as I said, we hope to have that done tonight to start re-establish some water over tonight and into tomorrow morning.
The water tanker, Richard, that's in Ardfert, that can be accessed at the moment, and we're speaking Wednesday evening, we're recording the interview Wednesday evening, it can be accessed at Ardfert Church car park. Will it be there tomorrow, Thursday?
It will, yeah. That water tanker will remain in place until all customers back in water. So look, we're checking it regularly, and we'll be replacing it and topping it up as required. So that will stay there until it's no longer needed.
Could I ask you, Oliver, is it possible that there are some of the 2,000 in Ardfert who are currently affected by these water outages as a result of these burst mains? Is it possible that there are some people in Ardfert who have been without water since Monday and could be without water into Thursday, i.e. 4 days without water because of the problems with this aging water, this very old water main? There are problems with when you attempt to carry out repairs.
The water main first went on Monday, late Monday evening, into Monday night. There would have been some storage on that network that would have kept most people, particularly people at lower levels, in water for a period as well. Plus, people will, in some cases, have water tanks in their house. So, but having said that, yeah, there's a lot of people certainly since Tuesday who will have been without water. And look, it's,
and it could, you know, go into Thursday.
It's a very unusual event to have this. The scenario that we've had, like the initial repair was carried out on Tuesday. We would have anticipated at that stage that everybody would be back in water, you know, within a number of hours on Tuesday. We've then had a second repair, which has been second burst, which has been repaired, and the third burst that's happened then on when re-established supply for the third time. So look, to have had that knock-on effect, look, it's an unfortunate set of events, and again, we can only apologise to customers. We would typically, we had a burst water main, you know, we would hope to have either people not know of it because it would live off the storage in the supply or only be infected for a few hours. But to have three bursts in a row as we've had has obviously caused a much longer outage than we would ever hope for. So
we could have a wider debate about investment in water infrastructure, but from what you said to me at the start, it seems clear that the problems when there are these bursts on the pipeline is due to the fact the pipeline is very old. Is that correct? It all goes back to infrastructure. It all goes back to ageing infrastructure that is leading to these bursts.
Well, look, any water main can burst under certain conditions. You know, if we have particularly dry spells or particularly wet spells, the ground conditions can change, which can cause pipework to move in the ground and cause bursts. Same goes if there's very high demand on a system, it can put strain on water pipes. But another reason that bursts can happen is due to the age of water mains. So, and look,
is this the case in Ardfert?
Well, you can never say with certainty, but you know it's an older water main, and it's one that has been flagged for investment. And look, there's considerable investment going on to replace it. So, I suppose the reason why it's happened, look, at this stage, maybe slightly, you know, it's by the by. Really, the main thing is that we are replacing the particular section that is causing these issues. And look, there's a lot of aging infrastructure around. You know, there's several thousand kilometres of pipework across County Kerry, and that's, you know, obviously there's a programme needed to continuously rehabilitate and replace mains. And look, we're getting on with replacing, you know, a lot of the more problematic mains. But like there's a lot of work to be done. And look, it's you know, in some cases it's going to take a number of years. But look, there's other issues. Parts of the county where we have had problems recently, such as the snow, my van, particularly. Look, we are, again, there's work on the ground there. Same goes in Killarney, Border Works Road, where there's been lots of bursts. There has been a lot of mains replacement works either completed or ongoing at the moment. So we are trying to tackle the areas where we've had the most issues. But look, it's comfort to the people in Ardfert affected today, and we just want to again pass our apologies and thank people for their patience.
And finally, you were saying earlier you hope that the work to connect Ardfert to the central regional water supply will be finished by the end of this year. And should that hopefully, obviously things will happen, but should this hopefully result in fewer bursts in Ardfert? Because just last year, figures were released to Deirdre Ferris, the local councillor, and it found that between July 2020 and June 2021, there were 32 breaks on the Ardfert water supply scheme over that year-long period. And it would be hoped that when Ardfert is connected to the central regional water supply, the amount of bursts will be a lot fewer, will be minimal.
Yeah, like that is certainly will be the hope. Like the vast majority of those bursts would have been on the section, several kilometre section that's affected today and then over the last couple of days. So look, by being able to tie into the central region, at the very least it will give that flexibility to have another supply to turn to when there are issues. But also as well, in time it will allow us to take that particular problematic section out of service. So look, there'll always be potential issues, like when we've had the very wet spell last week, the number of bursts in areas we wouldn't normally expect them, and again, changing ground conditions can cause bursts, so we can't say that there will never be problems again, but we most certainly anticipate that the level of impact, particularly to people in our heart, will be much reduced to that point.
And that is Oliver Harney, Regional Operations Lead, Irish Water. I spoke to him last evening, so that's just the timeline. If you just came in to listen to the interview in the middle of that interview, so that was from yesterday evening. He was speaking to me about the burst water mains, a number of bursts that have been occurring on Ardfert's pipeline since Monday. He's been outlining what's happening there on this old water main. He says you can't say for sure if it was the age of the water main, but it's a possibility. The water tanker remains available at Ardfert Church car park. Irish Water's website this morning was saying that it has been repaired, the repair to the burst water main, and since last evening, and water should be returning. So people gradually throughout the day should be getting water in Ardfert. 2,000 people affected since Monday. Have you been affected?